Curly and Kansai, a podcast about us two curly-headed girls now wearing afros in the Kansai area of
Japan.
I don't know if that's an actual way some languages say it or not.
I think it's not.
I think I just
Japan.
Is that French?
I was thinking French.
Okay, we're gonna go with French,
but it's probably someone's wrong. Gonna say it's someone that. Who's French is like, that's a terrible French accent.
Jipangu, isn't that?
I've never heard that.
A lot of Japanese companies use Jipangu. I think it's Portuguese.
I don't believe that.
We're going to Google it later because
you said
I've heard
Japanese
it.
Companies and I just don't believe.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, welcome back, everyone. This is episode, I believe, 23. Woo-hoo. Last episode, we talked about being a woman in Japan with Carla. Thanks, Carla, for coming on by. Seemed like people enjoyed her, you know, her stay and her talk.
She was so quiet. Right? She's not usually that quiet.
I mean, she's a bit soft-spoken, but she talks a lot. Like, after you left, we had, like, maybe a three-hour talk about a bunch of stuff. So, I mean, that's what happens. We're friends, right? We do the same thing. Like, it's hard sometimes to cut this down because it's like, oh, shit, we're on time.
Because if
we just, you know, stayed.
We could just record all of our random conversations and just put that up as a podcast.
That's true. Like every time I pick up my cat when I leave it at your house,
We
stay.
It's about a two-hour exchange.
Yeah.
Just about. It's okay. It's okay.
It's just, you know, we're friends. We just love each other. So let's look at some of the comments from last episode.
Okay.
And one person, Mizuya, said, "That's an interesting point you made about Japan's obsession with how they are perceived by other people. I use HelloTalk, which is a language exchange app, and I ask questions and post about topics of interest for me. For the longest while, I had this guy try constantly telling me that I shouldn't talk about this and that in case it makes people uncomfortable. It's a flippin' app. They don't have to respond to me if they don't want to.
Right.
And that I should stop or talk about stuff with only him. I got really annoyed one day and I broached a discussion about his constant desire to police others, people's actions, as I wasn't the only one. I haven't heard from him since."
Ew.
And it's quite interesting because so many Japanese people police each other. It's not even just us.
They do. Like, so, you shouldn't do that. And I'm like,
no. Like one of my friends, Japanese friends, who's very outspoken and different, like not that Japanese in the sense, she tells me that she gets
people try to like put her in her place and stuff.
Kind of. Or they just they look uncomfortable with certain.
No, they seem like really uncomfortable with outspoken Japanese people. The lady that works at my building, she's a cleaning lady, but she's really nice. And I talk to her all the time, right? But Japanese people tend to treat her like she's just the cleaning lady. And I'm like, we're all working in a building together. Like, there's no reason to like put this caste system on who's doing what. But then apparently she's being forced to leave because some other lady doesn't like her. That's the reason they told her she has to change her job, like change where she works. They're like, you either change to another building and keep doing the same job or quit.
I mean, that's why, you know, just talking about, you know, when you're talking about things, it's hard for me that right now I feel, especially to talk in Japanese because some of the topics that I want to talk about, I cannot with regular Japanese. And I don't necessarily want to meet new Japanese people because I'm tired of the same old, same old. It's been like that since I've been here. In the very beginning, it didn't matter because I didn't know Japanese.
Right, exactly.
But after a while, I was like, okay, I'm really fluent in jiku shokai, in introduction. I'm so fluent in that people think I'm fluent in Japanese. Like, what's your name? Where are you from? How long you been here? I'm fluent. If you want me to
that
pretend that I'm fluent in Japanese, that's all I'm going to say. But when it comes to like actually talking about things that matter, or even something a little bit more meat, like
a heavier topic.
It doesn't even have to be that heavy. Mm-hmm. I just know that I'm not that fluent in that. I'm not talking. I'm always like right now. I'm just like I don't know what to say, and this is English, so it's way worse in Japanese.
Right, you gotta. It's a lot of new words or unfamiliar words.
Right, and it's just so frustrating to like try to express yourself.
Yeah. So, and people will take you the wrong way really easily. So it's better just not to do it unless you're ready for that 2-hour
conversation. Like, I can criticize about Japan in English just fine, but having me do it in Japanese,
people will take it the wrong way instantly. They'll be like, oh, you hate our country. And it's like,
I'm just making
a suggestion. Your country's fine. You just have issues.
Your country's not fine. My country's not fine either.
Everyone has things they can improve, is what
everybody,
I like to say. No one's perfect.
Japan. Even Wakanda.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They had things to improve upon.
A lot. And anyway, let's move on to the other topic.
Okay.
The other comment.
The next comment is from Ni Wan Wan. I can completely relate to trying to match the femininity in Japan. When I first came here, I felt so intimidated by other Japanese women because they looked so small and cute, and they are so incredibly maintained, i.e. makeup every day, nails done every other day, trying so hard to keep a cute persona. I tried for a bit and it was exhausting. Makeup isn't for me. It breaks out my already clear skin like 1,000 times worse than a sweaty brow can. The frilly dresses and common otonapoi, neutral tone clothing, are plain and unexpressive to me. I even hated my dreadlocks for a moment. This really made me stop. I felt so uncomfortable in my skin, but I'm so incredibly glad I got over that by meeting other alternative individuals, Japanese and not, here. By nature, I tend to wear a lot of black, alternative clothing, and casual wear, parka, skinnies, leggings, and Vans. I couldn't be happier with how I look when cruising town. I usually wave to the people who stare. It gives me a laugh. Right on.
Right.
Keep smiling.
Keep doing it. Keep wearing your black.
It's so much better when, yeah, because it is, when you first get here and you want to impress people and you want to make friends, so you want to go that extra mile.
Right.
Of looking at, like, whatever fits in.
Mm.
Looking like whatever is more approachable.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, like she said, it's exhausting. And it's expensive. And it's not fun.
Yeah. I don't think I ever went that route of trying that hard. I mean, I know I tried to look, like, better than I did in the States. Because I'm lazy with fashion. I still think I am, too. But I had way worse fashion, whatever that was, before. Like, I just mixed and matched a lot of stuff that just, like, don't make no sense.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've gotten better.
Yeah.
A little bit. I will have to thank you for that, though.
She's a style biter. It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, what else? What else can
okay.
Whatever, bro. I mean, I take a little bit of what you have.
I share.
Like, legit, she gives me clothes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not just saying biting. Shoes. I'm like, I actually take your clothes.
I'm still mad I couldn't fit those shoes and I had to give them to you.
Yeah, she gave me these knee-high boots that are really warm to have in the actually so warm that I sweat. So they're good winter boots.
Yeah, they
and
are.
I don't have many of that, so thanks for that.
I was so mad my big ass feet couldn't fit in.
Yes.
So hurt. So hurt.
Your big ass feet.
Whatever. Whatever. But yeah, don't bother fitting in. Just be yourself and be happy.
Honestly, it doesn't matter. You're going to be a foreigner either way. They're just going to be like, oh, wow, because you're a foreigner, it looks cute on you. Or
yeah, they're going to give me the same comments.
Yeah, I can never wear that because I'm not foreigner. I got that a lot just for wearing Jimmy clothing.
Mm-hmm.
So Jimmy is basically plain in that sense.
Yeah,
but,
like jeans.
But she didn't mean it like, oh, you're so basic. She didn't, because she doesn't know that. But she was just saying, like, for her, I guess a Japanese, they have to. They feel like they have to wear all this makeup, put all this jewelry in their hair like that. While for me, it's like a plain jean and a long sleeve t-shirt with a little bit of jewelry here. And it looks good on me. But it only looks good on me because I'm a foreigner. And also because I'm black.
Right. Image issues, man. They got a lot of body image issues.
And yeah, because I have long torso and long legs. So they're just thinking that they can't. When they can. They just are not comfortable. So you don't have to subject yourself to that. Just be yourself. Okay. Let's continue on to the main topic. And that is what?
Black Panther and Japan. So we're going to talk about the way it was received in Japan, how people reacted to it in Japan. Not so much, not people I've talked to. Well, a lot of Japanese people I've talked to, just they treat it like a Marvel movie.
Right. So, like, first we'll just talk about the movie, how we reacted to it. So you saw it on the first day, right?
I saw it on the first day,
and you saw it 3D?
In 3D, IMAX 3D.
And I saw it on the first day with a few friends, not 3D, though.
Mm-hmm.
And was your theater packed?
Yeah, actually, when I got it online, so that was 2 days before, it was just like a few seats, maybe 10 seats were taken up. But when we got there, I'm pretty sure it was sold out.
Okay. Then the same thing with our theater, too. You were in Namba, I was in Umeda, which has a bigger theater, I think, or same for 3D?
The 3D theater in Namba seats like 350 people.
Oh, okay, so about the same.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah, so when we went, it wasn't like a big crowd. But there was a line, like, waiting for it. Mm-hmm. But I think, it was received well, I think, in general. Mm-hmm. But again, when you watch a movie in Japan, it's quiet. Yes. Yes. So a lot of the scenes that were laughable moments, mm-hmm. only me and my friend, Kina, mm-hmm. was, like, giggling
like that. Oh, we have a lot of, like, non-Japanese people, so there were a few people who was like...
Yeah, like, there was snaps. There were some people that I saw that we knew that went too, but mm-hmm. it just was a lot quieter. It wasn't like
it's our not event. Like America.
Yeah, it not wasn't because we had an event like a couple days after the first showing. Mm-hmm. So first showing was March 1st, then our event was March 4th.
Yes,
and that was about 50 of us, I think.
The theater sold out, and that was like a 96 seat theater.
Yeah, but that wasn't all of us.
I feel like we did like 50 to 60 of those seats.
Okay. So
I'm like, we did a lot of those
seats. We had quite a crowd. And when we watched it, everybody was laughing at the same time and clapping at parts that I didn't think was going to clap. Like, I haven't heard clapping in a movie theater in years because I've been here.
True.
So I was quite shocked.
I'm sure the Japanese people that came were like, why are they clapping?
Right. I know some people like, why are you clapping? This is not a play. But you don't understand.
If you really enjoy it, sometimes you gotta clap.
It feels like you're in the play sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, it was fun.
You're in the story.
It was a nice kind of like, it's been a while since I had this experience. Yeah. I wouldn't want it every time.
Nah.
But it was nice that we could come together and just enjoy it.
Unfortunately, because I was the organizer, I'm like saying unfortunately, but I'm glad people came. But unfortunately, as the organizer, there were people who were late, and I'm trying to be a good organizer, so I had to leave the theater two times to get late people because I needed my money. So my mistake, these people are my friends, so I didn't gather the money before the ticket, because if it was that case, I'd be like, so, I'm sorry, you're late. It's a movie. They're going to start before.
Yeah.
They're not going to wait for you.
Right.
But
be on time.
I saw the movie before, so I was like, it's okay. I can step out. Mm-hmm. But I did miss M'Baku's part the second time.
I do. He was one of my favorite characters, surprisingly.
Miles, I'm mad at you. It was because of him I missed that part.
I liked M'Baku. Yeah.
But, I mean, I saw it a third time, so that's fine. But yeah, so generally, I liked the movie a lot. Like mm-hmm. the first, second, and even the third time, I caught things that I missed. Mm-hmm. And even though, you know, I don't watch a lot of action movies anymore, I thoroughly enjoyed the story.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
The story is okay. It's not an amazing story.
Well, yeah, you are more of a movie buff, so.
I love watching movies. I watch at least a couple movies a day, probably. Movies at work and
okay.
at home.
Okay.
So I watch a lot of movies, and it's not like a completely amazing story, but mm-hmm. I think for the Marvel Universe, it's nice that they're, usually in the Marvel Universe, they're like going to other countries and messing shit up kind of is the common theme in Marvel action movies. Mm. But in this movie, it's like taking place inside that country and it feels more personal.
Mm.
So I thought that was a nice change of pace for the Marvel films. There's a few pacing issues, but it was nothing that was like, this movie sucks. It was still an amazing movie.
What
still
do you mean
a great
pacing
time.
Issues though? Something pacing, too slow, too fast?
Yeah, like some scenes maybe go on for too long or that creates a lull between the action. Like the casino scene was really good.
Yeah.
And the car chase scene was good, but I feel like the car chase scene could have been shorter. It didn't have to be as long as it was to get the point across.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, things like that could have been cut, but I wasn't mad at it
right,
at all.
Right.
I mean, I love action movies, so give me all the action, but I can see, I was reading, like, other reviews with people that were, like, black critics that were saying, like, you know, I want to say I love everything in this movie, but obviously, just to be an honest critic.
Right.
These things had issues. So I was like, yeah, it's not perfect. And that's okay.
Mm.
It was still really good.
Yeah.
And it was refreshing to see black people that were not side characters, like in Iron Man. And in, I don't even think there's a black side character in Thor.
No.
No, wait, Heimdall. Idris Elba.
Oh, okay.
He's in there.
I didn't know.
And he's got like he's actually really good, but he is a side character. So he's only on screen for like maybe 10 minutes.
Okay.
Despite being like one of the best Thor characters. He's in there for all of like 10 minutes every movie. So it was nice to see a bunch of black characters that had agency, that had control over the scenario, that were in roles, commanding roles. They weren't like underneath some white person.
Mm-hmm.
It was very refreshing, and I'm so glad that it was made. And I can't wait to buy the Blu-ray so I can force all of my nieces and nephews. I have 6 of them. I will make them all watch it.
Yes.
But they're going to have to watch it in Japanese dubbed because they're babies.
That's true. But, like, just have them, you know.
And I have to teach them what science fiction is because they don't know what that is yet. They watch Doraemon. I can't blame them. They're tiny Japanese children.
Well, they're going to be aware eventually.
When they come to Auntie Elise's house, she's going to have all the action movies.
Right, right.
So no, I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good.
Right, and I can't say it was perfect. I just know that I enjoyed it.
Like, it had a lot of great moments.
I don't watch movies more than once that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to watch it 3 times within 2 weeks...
And every time you're like, I just want to see it one more time.
I actually do want to see it one more time.
Okay.
Because there's still things that I missed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
What did you miss? I'm curious.
Just little things. Mm-hmm. Like, there's Wale. Wale is in the movie.
He's
in the town of Wakanda, and he's like. Are you serious? Like, you see when people are just doing their own thing in the town, he's just there, like, dancing.
I need to
in the beginning of the movie. So he's in it. Like, Nikki told me that. So there are things that I couldn't hear from the accent.
Mm-hmm.
So when I listen to it again, it's like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Why something happened there or why someone responded that way. So even though I watched it 2 times, I had still missed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think... for me to watch it a 4th time, I'll still be able to catch even more of what I missed. I don't know. I don't necessarily need to see it a 4th time.
Mm-hmm.
But
you want to?
I kind of want to, just to help.
That's cool, though.
The movie, just like...
I usually see Marvel films about twice. Every Marvel.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that. In the theater?
Yes.
Oh.
Actually, I didn't see Thor twice, but I saw Star Wars twice. And I saw Guardians twice.
Okay.
And... I've seen Black Panther twice. I want to see it one more time before it gets out of theaters, just because it's a gorgeous movie to see on the big screen.
Yeah.
Seeing it on a small screen is not going to do the visuals justice.
And the sound, too.
Yeah. The IMAX sound is amazing. I'm sad it's not an IMAX anymore, because the IMAX sound system is thebomb.com.
I miss that.
Yeah. It's not an IMAX anymore here.
I was just like, bruh, it was a week past and then it's gone off.
I'm kind of mad about that, because I would definitely see it in IMAX again, even though it's...
What are you doing, Japan?
They're being their typical nationalist, patriotic, xenophobic selves.
Anti-black.
I didn't say anti-black.
But anyway.
So that's how we felt.
Yes, that is definitely how we felt.
We enjoyed it.
We both have other videos on our personal channels talking about it.
Yeah, I need to still put the video together of the actual event.
I
have it.
It's, but she has a video of her talking about her basically review.
The first time, yeah. The first time I saw it.
And I just have a video, if you haven't seen it already, about the 5 characters that I love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I didn't want to go into a in-depth review because I'm not good at articulating that anyway. I tried.
There are a lot of good... If you can, watch some Black movie critics review it.
Yeah, there are some really good ones
out there that break down, like, you know, Killmonger's Hotepness. And I was like, he's a Hotep.
And how Nakia is just... You should have just bleeped her first.
Anyway, right.
We're not going to, like, ruin anything if you haven't seen
it. Yeah, that was one of the plot points, like, one of the plot holes someone brought up. They were like, if he'd have just listened to her first, it would have fixed everything.
I don't think it would have fixed anything. I think
It would have made it, you know, a lot easier, and they could have avoided some obvious...
Yeah, that's very
obvious
true.
Obvious issues.
That's very true.
And when the guy, what's his name? His friend that does the rhino range.
Wakabi?
Yeah. If he'd have just, like, talked to him for, like, another hot second, he wouldn't have turned on him.
Yeah,
that's... Like, basic things, like...
But he's a wet blanket anyway, so...
Yeah, no. Anyway, we're getting too in-depth.
That's not what this episode is about. This episode is about, basically, reviews of what Japanese people kind of see.
I didn't actually go around, like, asking people...
I mean, I did talk to 2 people, but one person, like, more in-depth about it, who both speak English, and they're not, like, typical Japanese, so I don't think they would have given me anything, like, anti-black.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. If you ask them, like, face-to-face, you can more or less guarantee they're not going to say a lot of negative stuff. It'll just be like, oh, yeah, it was good.
Right. So, like, there are videos out there, like, China reacts, Turkey reacts, mm-hmm. Korea reacts.
Yeah.
And I personally don't care for them. I didn't watch any of those videos. And I saw there was articles out, and, like, I saw a headline saying that China didn't like it or something, mm-hmm. or somebody.
I read that article.
Eyes was bothered because there's too many black people.
It put him to sleep, he said. Oh. He was like, there were so many black people on the screen, it made me drowsy.
So I was like, I didn't care for those, and I just saw the headline. I did not click the article.
Yeah.
So whatever, that's what you want to think. I knew you were anti-black to begin with anyway, China. Right. Like, a lot of Chinese people in China. So I don't care. Like, whatever. But I'm in Japan. We're in Japan.
Yeah.
So we wanted to kind of care a little bit because we wanted to make sure that the movie gets pushed up into the rankings so more of these movies get made.
Yeah, we just want it to be successful so they can see that there is value in putting black faces in film. Like, the movie's not going to bomb because there's black people.
Right. I know that some people are like, why are you giving money to Marvel anyway? It's not going to all these black people. I'm like, we get that, but we still need to make sure that this...
It's a cultural impact that's created as well.
Successful.
Not just the monetary impact toward, you know,
right,
giving
right.
black directors money or actors money. But there's also culturally, because people forget... American culture dictates a lot of the ways that black people are seen.
Yep.
So if American culture doesn't make any movies about black people, people from other countries don't know anything about black people.
Right.
Or they see only, like, crime dramas about black people.
So
about
that's why
black
you have
gangs,
a lot of anti-blackness
slaves.
Around the world, especially in Asia mm-hmm. and in Japan, because that's all they see. In Japan, it's harder to get a wide variety of Hollywood movies because they only care to get movies that they know will make money.
Yes.
So they wait. That's why it takes a long time for movies to even get out here, because they have to wait to see, oh, is this movie making money?
Is it getting an Academy Award?
Get Out didn't come out to Japan until it got an award.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's really difficult.
And then it's also the cultural differences, too, because Get Out does not make sense to a lot of Japanese people.
Yeah, and I could see why. Another film that didn't make a lot of sense to Japanese people was Deadpool. Like, the humor. They don't get the humor in
it.
Is
it sarcasm?
Because he breaks the fourth wall a lot, but I don't think it's translated very well. A lot of the jokes are not translated very well. So a lot of people, when they saw Deadpool, a lot of Japanese people were like, I don't understand what that movie was about. And they're like, what is it? And I thought it was a hilarious movie.
I didn't watch it, so I don't know.
All right.
Slapstick. Well, this is why we have this
yes.
this episode today.
Yes.
We're going to talk about the ratings. So, generally,
yes.
What I saw on Yahoo Eiga, which is a rating site,
what a lot of Japanese people use
to rate the movies, out of 5 stars, it was a 3.74. And 5 stars was 26.9%, 4 stars was 35.3%. 3 stars was 26.9%, 2 stars was 6.9%, and 1 star was 4%.
Mm.
So there wasn't that many 1 stars, but I had to read the 1 and 2 stars.
Because you like to torture yourself.
Yeah, you know, I was just like, really? What do these 1 star people think?
Really, if they brought up legitimate, I mean, it's not a 1 star movie in any way, but okay, sure, yeah, 1 star, yeah.
But comparing the 3.74 stars out of 5... What did the U.S.
Okay.
or international ratings?
So the basic IMDb rating is out of 10. So it's, I think U.S. systems usually do out of 100 or 10. So okay. It's hard to compare the 5 system to the 10 system because there's not a lot of space. IMDb is at 7.8
okay.
right now, which is pretty high. It's, I think, maybe about the same as most other Marvel
What's
films.
What's this one?
That's me.
Okay.
That's my rating.
I gave it a 10.
Let me see what the Avengers rating is really quick to see how it compares to... Because that's one of the more popular Marvel films actually here and in America. And it's 7.8. So, okay, that's probably a fair score then for Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
The Rotten Tomatoes is still pretty high. It's at 97%. And Metacritic is at 88%. Google users, 92% like the film. So, generally, it's a very highly rated, highly regarded film.
Mm-hmm.
And I think... A lot of people in many different countries can understand why.
Right.
It's a good film and what it represents.
Mm-mm.
Maybe in Asia, because they don't have... I don't know.
Don't
cultural
have what?
Difference?
They don't I,
have,
don't, I don't have think so. You know what's funny, though? It's like, even though there's culture difference, like, mm-hmm. I will have culture difference any day with, like, anybody of different culture, right?
Right, right.
But then there's empathy. Why
true.
Can't people look
true.
Outside of their culture
this is
and
true.
You don't have to relate to everything you watch?
This
Why can't
true.
You watch something without that blocking your view?
Right.
I don't get it.
Like, I mean, we watch a lot of white films, and even though we're not white people, we can empathize with white characters. Like, I don't know. What's that's a white because, movie you watch? Okay. I know. I mean, like, I'm just saying that we can do it. So we obviously, can do that, color is not keeping people from empathizing.
But like, okay, let's not use white as an example. How about let's use me watching a Brazilian movie.
What Brazilian
movie? I don't know.
Oh, okay, wait, that was just an example.
It was just like a situational thing.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Have you seen that?
Okay, so me watching Asian movies when I was a kid, and that was mainly Chinese movies, or even movies that was about Japan, like Geisha, Memoirs of a Geisha. Mm-hmm. I watched these movies thinking they were really cool. I didn't want to be Asian when I watched these, you know? Right,
exactly.
But I did like the story, and I thought it was really cool, and I wanted to see more of that.
Mm. I wanted to be a martial artist after watching.
Yeah, it's like, I didn't want to be an Asian, but I wanted to do the cool things that they did.
Right. I thought it was a cool movie, even if it was in another language, because I watched it subbed.
Exactly. I watched it both subbed and dubbed. Mm-hmm. I think maybe the first time I watched it was dubbed because I didn't know better. Mm-hmm. But then I watched it again one time subbed just to get the full effects and the
authenticity.
Thank you. And I felt it was even better watching it without the dub.
Right.
But there's a lot of people who don't like read. Like, I heard Japanese people don't like to read sub.
Yeah, I mean, like the younger generation.
And even in America, they don't like to watch
subbed movies.
Subbed movies.
That's, I guess, a general lazy human thing. I don't want to sound elitist, but you should be watching movies subbed because there's usually more context.
And then just for me, if someone's like, "Oh, I watched a 4DX." Of Black MX Panther, MX40. I'm like, ooh, why would you want to listen to Japanese voice over that sexy voice that...
Yeah, the Japanese voice that Mbaku has for me sometimes. Not never. I've seen some, they get really good voice actor. Like, some voice actors do certain actors in every movie.
Okay.
So, in that case, it's usually more... It's better. It's more well done. More well done?
It's better done.
But I feel like in Black Panther's case, there's probably not a lot of Japanese actors familiar with the American actors or the, I don't know, some of them aren't American. Yeah. So they probably were just like, oh, let's just get this random, you know, voice actor. It'll work out fine, right?
I guess.
I didn't see it.
So. Not going to watch it dubbed. I'll cringe probably the whole time.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Not interested.
I'm not interested.
So, yeah, there's that. There's...
So, yeah, the Japanese rating is...
low.
I would say it's a little low, only because Boss Baby has a higher rating right now, but that only has... It doesn't have as many reviews. Mm-hmm. But right now, the Black Panther rating on Yahoo Movies Japan is only 0.5 points different from Ghost in the Shell, which everyone can agree was a pretty terrible movie.
Didn't watch it, but I'm pretty sure it was.
You can try to watch it. It's kind of unwatchable. Like, it kind of doesn't make any sense. And even though the series doesn't make any sense, the movie is even less sensible and less interesting. So it's a little unfortunate that Black Panther, a very easy to understand movie, an entertaining movie.
Yeah, the story is easy to understand.
Has the same rating as Ghost in the Shell.
So, you wanna...
In Japan.
You wanna hear some of the...
Are we gonna read the Japanese reviews? Yes. Translated by Google Sound.
These are, so I picked a couple bad reviews. So it was 1 star, 2 star. Mm-hmm. Just because, like I said, I wanted to torture myself and see what Japanese people, if they had anything that made sense of why it was bad.
Yes.
Most of it was not. Mm. And it's going to be funnier because this is from Google Translate. So I want you to read the first one.
we don't have who it's from, but it's from someone.
It doesn't really matter.
On the internet. It is boring. I got bored. To Mighty Thor, this is what they call Thor in Japan. To Mighty Thor, it is far away. It is not cool, nor is it impressed. The content is a magnificent inner ruin story. Costume design is pretty good, but it is not a fashion show. Marvel, why did you expect a dream fairy tale? Wakanda, where the name of the country is not Uganda. Would you like to know? So, overall, this person is, I guess, mad that... Wakanda sounds like Uganda. Let me see what the Japanese.
It still doesn't make sense to me. Look at
Marvel. Nande yume no otogi banashi wo kitai shitan desu ka? They thought this story would be like a fantastic dream story, I guess, because the country sounds like the country is called Wakanda, but sounds like Ukanda. It says Ukanda, but maybe they meant Uganda.
Probably.
It says Ukanda.
Uganda here. Wakanda.
Oops, sorry. Thank you. Oshiteshirabeshitika. I don't understand what axe to grind is. Like, he's mad that it sounds like Uganda, but it's called Wakanda. And I guess it's too fantastic, or it's not enough of a fairy tale. I don't know what he was expecting, but none of the Marvel films are fairy tales, so...
I don't know.
I don't know what he walked in there expecting. Probably white people. He expected white people.
All right, so this is another one. It's long, so I'm not going to read all of it. So this part says, it's regrettable that the content coming out as the state-of-the-art technology of a country where science has developed is other sci-fi work or something like that. The one scene is the same MCU, which is not really amazing.
So he thinks the science fiction doesn't match the MCU?
I guess so. Remote control cars and fighting aircrafts is too worn out sci-fi style of expression.
Oh, okay.
And it's like winding a necklace and soul. I don't know what the... Sorry, this is
so
Google Translate.
For him, the...
Wait, before you begin. He said, Tony Stark is doing things close to the Iron Man series. If you say the science is developing, please use... What is VFX?
Visual effects.
Oh, okay. Duh. Visual effects to show the spectators that you've never seen before.
So he's not impressed with the visual effects and the science fiction in the science fiction film. Because Iron Man did it. I guess so. I mean, none of the Marvel films are offering anything new. They all have, like, car chases... Or, like, flying scenes. It's not like they're, like... It's not like Guardians of the Galaxy where they're, you know, fighting in a nebula or anything. So... But okay, yeah, no. Yeah, he wanted more amazing science fiction-y things. He didn't get enough science fiction to sate his needs.
But that's... And I think this is another thing with, you know, people not believing a 16-year-old.
Yeah, that was a complaint I read in some Japanese, or the Japanese review you shared.
Okay, so there was one review that I saw. That was the first bad review that I saw. And I commented and I said something on Facebook. So I had a whole discussion about that. Of what this dude said. And he's just like mad that a 16-year-old was developing all this stuff.
It was unbelievable to him.
I guess it's kind of like M'Baku saying, like, you got this 16-year-old.
Yeah, but Spider-Man is, like, 15. And he's still a genius, too.
So he said, this comment says, the scientific power has exceeded the range that I can accept. That I can accept. Bruh, we don't care what you accept. You can understand the setting that the scientific power has developed by having the only Vibranian on the planet from a long time ago. However, the technology is too outrageous. And honestly, it's too terrible to say the Earth? No. I felt the gap, even though the clothes that came in there were ancient. So he didn't like the clothing.
Because it looked old.
It looked old. So that's another thing. So when I was talking to my Japanese friend, she's like, but there's those like Japanese futurism type movies where there's still kimono. People still wear kimono to this day.
You know, they're so cultural fashions.
Still ancient type clothing. That's cultural, right?
Yeah.
But you can't see that an African culture country is using their cultural
clothes. He's like, why are Africans wearing clothes though? Aren't you guys always naked? Is his point.
Probably. So, yeah, there was a bit of racist comments in this long
piece. Yeah?
Yeah, because it was just... sexism. Oh, it was just a bunch of stuff.
I mean, that's not surprising, though. Japan is a very sexist country, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
There was nothing done in Japan for Women's Day, if you guys were curious.
Nothing. Not a damn thing.
At least nothing that I noticed. It wasn't like on the news or anything.
No.
It wasn't like, Happy International Women's Day. Nah, they don't care.
Oh, so this person is looking forward to Infinity War because they want to see the opportunity. To see the enemy will surpass whatever bullshit. I don't know.
They just want to see the white people.
Yeah. It's like unfortunate that like you have this chance to see something different, and people cannot see past that. I get it that they're conditioned that way, but it's like...
And in the end, it's not even that different. It's your stock Marvel film. It's the same kind of action, the same kind of story. It's nothing that departs wildly from the Marvel style. It's got the same kind of humor. The only difference is the color of the people.
Yeah, that's it.
And, like, the continent it takes place on. Instead of being in Europe and instead of being in America, it's in Africa. That's what's different, and I don't understand why now it's become, oh, this science fiction is ridiculous. But Guardians of the Galaxy was very popular here. That's okay. The raccoon with the shotgun that talks, we can accept this in our science fiction. But the 16-year-old that can develop weapons is just ridiculous. Like...
Right, he's a fox that fixes things, bruh.
This is a raccoon that can fly a ship. He's a raccoon.
Sorry.
He can fly a spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
He can use weapons. He's very good.
He's smart.
He was genetically engineered to be a warrior, mm-hmm. this raccoon.
Yeah.
And he talks.
Yeah.
And this is okay.
That's okay.
This movie is very popular
here. But a black 16-year-old
girl
is unbelievable.
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable and unbelievable. Because she's developing things for the country. So that's unbelievable.
Yes.
That's unbelievable, y'all. Even in a make-believe movie. It's not supposed to be based off real life.
I mean, these are arguments we hear
all the time
from white people in America. So it's not surprising that, you know, these sentiments are echoed here. They come from similar, you know, like trains of thought where mm-hmm. it's like, my face is okay. Other faces, not so much.
Mm-mm.
And I'm not surprised. That's why I don't read them, because it's emotionally
Yeah, I don't
exhausting.
Read them. I mean, I didn't see any of those videos, like what Japan thinks.
No, I didn't watch
them. And even if they do come out with one now, I don't care. And the hype has died down. Because the movie came out in the States, February 16th?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So it's been over a month now. But we're just now getting to this video because of schedule reasons.
Oops, sorry.
Oopsie daisy. But like, still, I went to see the movie last week, Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and it was packed. Like, me and Nikki went at 6 to see if there was anything
mm-hmm.
available. It was like, oh, 6 o'clock is a showing, and there's 2 seats left. So I was like, hey, let's just go. Let's just watch.
Okay.
So we watched it. And, of course, still quiet theater, but mm-hmm. me and her enjoyed it. There was actually a guy, every time we said something, he was, like, covering his ears. And we're whispering. We're not even making a loud noise.
You can't say any words in the Japanese theater.
You can't speak at all. Like, anything. She would just turn around like this, and mm-hmm. he'd be, like pretending he has something
to say. It's not like you can understand what we're saying anyway. You could just read the subtitles.
Like, you can listen. The sound is loud. We're not saying anything that will, like, really distract you. I honestly don't think. But it doesn't matter. So it was good still to watch it the third time, and it mm-hmm. was, like, still crowded. But, like you said before to me, the show times.
Their showings have been cut down quite a bit.
Already. Mm-hmm. And it's only been 2 weeks.
Yes, there's only 4 showings in Namba and in Umeda, so that's like 8 total in Osaka City, which is not that much. Plus, when you think you have to divide it between dubbed and subbed, that's either 2 showings per sub or dub, or 1 showing for like dub and the 3 showings for a sub. It depends. But yeah, it's already being replaced by Coco, which is called Remember Me in Japan. That has a super high rating because it's Disney, even though Black Panther is Disney. Coco is Disney. Oh. It's animated Disney. So everybody loves it because everybody loves anything Disney animates here. Boss Baby, yeah, I mentioned earlier, has a higher rating. Shape of Water actually has the same rating as Black Panther, which was also another film that was widely, acclaimed.
Okay.
It was very popular in America, but it is not very popular in Japan because, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
Fish
know.
People, I guess.
Yeah.
Japan doesn't really like new kinds of storytelling. They kind of like their traditional, like, they call it heartwarming stories. So, you know, stories that'll make you cry at the end are often what's pushed on the Japanese people as a good movie. So.
But, like, you mean Hollywood movies? Like,
they can be Hollywood or Japanese, but if it's a heartwarming story, a story that'll make you cry at the end, that is going to be the story that's pushed forward the most.
I see.
So action movies in general are like, especially American action movies, are not very highly regarded in Japan anyway, even if they're good. Blade Runner was not liked very much in Japan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it didn't do very well and had very few showings.
Really? Wait, how long did it last then?
I want to say, because I didn't get to see it as soon as it came out, but it still had like 2 showings a day.
Interesting.
Like, it was not very popular.
I thought it was.
It was like, I thought it would be because it's based on like the Asian-ish future world, and no,
not at all.
They don't.
Was
it
filmed in Korea?
They use Korean and Japanese, I think, in the movies. Okay. Like, the world building is a combination of all of Asia kind of
Interesting.
Thing.
Interesting.
But it was not very popular here.
I like that movie, though.
I enjoyed it, too. I mean, I can see why some people don't like it, because it's very slow.
It was.
It builds. Mm-hmm. It takes time. But it's still enjoyable. Like, it's something very, different.
It was pretty. Yeah, it right. is something different. But so they don't like that.
When it's something different, it doesn't do well. That's why I was surprised Guardians did well, because it's very different from Marvel. But it's also very colorful and looks kind of like an animated movie, so.
Okay. Interesting. So, I mean, one thing that I'm kind of upset about, mm-hmm. kind of, is that Infinity Wars is coming. Mm-hmm. And I already know that Japan is going to
go crazy.
Go see that more and probably rate it higher than Black Panther.
Of course.
But it's just, like, unfortunate. Like, okay, great, that's going to happen. I mean, that's inevitable. Mm-hmm. But, like, Black Panther just came out. It's like, we can't really just enjoy how well it did longer than 2 months.
I think, yeah, Infinity Wars is actually, I think it's going to overlap. Yeah, it's overlapping with Black Panther because it's coming out 1 month later, which okay. is not a lot of, because Black Panther came out early March.
March 1st, yeah.
And Infinity Wars is late April.
April 26th or 7th
right.
or something.
So it's really not a lot of time. And Japanese movies, in Japanese movie theaters, already don't hold movies for very long, and at that, you know, time distance.
So they don't hold movies for that long, and there's not a lot of theaters in general compared to, like, the States.
Yeah, there's not, because it's expensive. It's a kind of expensive activity. Generally, tickets are, like, 1800
is
the general price.
Yeah.
1800 yen, which is about, if the exchange rate was equal, $18.
Yeah.
Which is crazy in America, because it's, like, I think 15 on weekends.
Is it? I don't remember now, because I know last time I left, I was
somebody help us.
I feel like it went up. So
okay.
I think in like New York, it could be close to 18 by now. It could be. But it, I don't know.
But
maybe 18 was like 3D or mm-hmm. IMAX or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So it's probably 16 now. But yeah, help us out. Like, mm-hmm. tell us how much it is, because
I remember going to theaters a lot as a younger person, as a young adult. And theaters like $9. Going to see a movie was like
yes!
$8.
Yes, $8 yeah. when I was a kid.
And if you got it on like a really cheap day, you could see it. You had the $1 movie theaters that had the old movies in
yes.
it. Yes. Like, I think going to the movies is very much an American pastime.
Yeah.
So us going to the movies is, it's more natural for us to go to the movies than it is for Japanese people. It's a very expensive activity. So
very.
It's kind of difficult to market movies in Japan.
Oh yeah, that's another thing. Have we mentioned that before? Yeah, I think we did in one of the movie episodes, or what we were talking about. We were ranting about movies.
What?
About marketing movies here. Did we talk about that?
I mean, Black Panther didn't have much.
Not at all. Oh my God, can we please talk about, this is going to be a mix of our rant section. I just thought of this right now. The video, the promo video that we saw.
Yeah.
Was that terrible?
When did it come out? It came out like a week before, maybe?
A week before. Yes, this was a week before. It was some... What
is it?
It was
a girl who was voice acting the sister. She was the voice actor of Shuri.
Okay. And was she also like an idol?
She's an idol.
Okay.
She's in the idol group Momoiro Clover Z. Zetton. And they decided that she should be doing a dance number. Was it even a song from Black Panther? It wasn't even like a Black Panther song, was it?
I think
it was just some like random, we're going to
do a
dubstep.
Even if it was, it doesn't matter.
It was like a crappy dubstep remix.
Bad. I'm going to try to find the video again and let you hear it now. If not, then, well, anyway, I'll give a link if I can't put it
yeah,
in.
But she's like, it's like weird dubstep techno and it's interlaced with like scenes from the movie and her dancing.
And whatever outfit she was wearing didn't look anything.
She was supposed to be dressed like Black Panther.
But she looked like a little cat.
She looked like
cat.
A black cat. Which I guess...
is fine, but
yeah.
It was like cute. It wasn't anything like... Japanese people can't do cool. They can't.
I mean, they could have gotten someone from EXILE to do the exact same thing and it would have been 100 times better because A, EXILE has black members they could have easily used for that. And B, EXILE is much better at dancing than Momoiro. I don't even like idols like
that. She didn't dance. She was hopping up and down doing whatever BS.
She was gyrating.
I don't know. She wasn't doing that either. She was flapping her arms like a chicken.
An attempt was made at dancing.
She looked like a turkey having a seizure.
They could have used EXILE, an EXILE member, easily. They could have used a whole group. I don't care. Had them all dressed like different Marvel people and dance. That would have been real cute. They would have
probably done well as a Dora Milaje, too.
Oh, yeah, they could have dressed her like... She could shape her head. The idol people would have lost their... I think they were trying to go after fans of that idol group. That's a marketing employee that's often used in Japan. Get some member from an idol group, or if that member is a voice actor in something, have them in the commercial, and their fans will go see the movie out of support for that idol.
You see my face right now?
It's just how Japan is. Idols rule everything now.
I don't give a shit. Yeah. Do better, Japan. Like, I don't know why. Why can't they... It's just so frustrating how they just do this crap. Like, oh my god. I just wanted them to do better for at least Black Panther.
This is my whole experience in Japan, is always like, do better. Do better. Please. Just do better.
And it's like somebody, I know this is not necessarily a rant. This is from a cosplayer who is dressed up as the Dora Milaje. Mm-hmm. She did a really good job. Mm-hmm. But in the comments in this group, they're like, they should have got black actors. I'm like, this is cosplay. Anybody could do cosplay of any character. And luckily she didn't do blackface.
No blackface.
Thank you. Like, it's like so sad that we have to be hyped that she didn't do blackface. Because Japanese people are just so quick to do that. Like, anyway. So she did a really good job. Mm-hmm. But my point is that they don't hire anybody outside of Japan to do these marketing stuff, I feel. Like, it does, not just Black Panther, movies, but just for their movies, like, especially Hollywood movies. And then that's why they come up with these, like, corny-looking promotions for...
I'm trying to remember what some of the old... Like, I don't remember any promotion for Thor, but those movies don't really need it. They can go on name alone. So I feel like for Black Panther, it needed an extra something, because, like, it's black people, and nobody knows the character.
So they thought idols would like black people?
I don't know what they thought. I think they were just like, she's in the movie. Just
probably, yeah. It's like, okay, she's acting, the voices.
Yeah, and I think that's all that was.
They didn't have any other idea. Because it's like,
it's not that hard.
I honestly feel like they're in their room, like,
the idea boxes in Japan are set.
There's like a lot of black people in here. How do we get more people? Like, oh, who has a lot of fan base? Oh, the idols have a lot of fan base. Let's try to get, oh, that girl, she's doing the voice for Shuri, right? Maybe we should get her to do something. Yeah. Oh, what does she like to do? She likes to dance? Let's have her dance.
I don't even know if she's a dancer like that.
I don't know if she's a dancer, but she likes to dance, maybe? I don't know.
So. I hope so. I hope at the very least she enjoyed dancing.
Oh, I don't get it.
Some things I guess we'll never understand.
We'll never understand.
I mean, I like the movie and that's all that really matters.
And we saw it.
I'm going to buy the Blu-ray from America when it's ready, because I don't buy Japanese Blu-rays because they don't come with any of the extras.
I'm just glad that the movie didn't come out months after.
Yeah, I'm happy for that. They're getting better with that.
But that's because it was Marvel.
That's because it's Disney.
And it was Disney.
That's because it's Disney.
Anyway.
How do we end this on a positive note?
I don't know.
The friends that we went to see Black Panther with it liked it. And Black Twitter in Japan was popping with the photos.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, so we didn't mention that. There was a lot of, I guess, viewing parties both here and in Tokyo.
Yes.
And a lot of the people I knew in each of those parties. So one picture went a little viral in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. So one of my friends, they had the group shot, and it was from the March 1st show. Mm-hmm. And they posted that. They posted their outfits and posted on a thing on Instagram, and that got shared. I tried to get some pictures of us, but it didn't work out the way I wanted it.
Oh, yeah. We were in it was a small space and...
Like, someone said that in their party, they just took the picture in the theater. Mm. But, like, I said, in Osaka, I wanted to do that, but everyone's, like, already leaving. And people are like, oh, no, they're trying to tell us to get out. And she's like, oh, you Osaka people are nice. We just gaijin smashed. I was like,
ooh, no, I hate gaijin smashing. I really do hate it.
But I feel like people in Tokyo do that a lot more.
Probably. I mean, there's a lot of gaijin in Tokyo, so I guess they can just do that.
But we kind of had a space for the big poster. So we kind of gaijin smashed that.
Yeah.
But I was still very concerned, but like, guys, we need to like leave.
Yeah, because we were right next to the theater too.
People from getting out. That was a
fire hazard.
That was a fire hazard. So we couldn't do that. No. So no, none of our pictures went viral. And then there was a Japan Times article mm-hmm. about, I guess, how people Japan viewed or like the black.
Oh, did they?
I didn't really read all of it. Okay. But, I know there was a picture of.
I know Japan Times is a bit hit or miss sometimes with their
articles. And that was Baye, and I know Baye. Oh, so okay. I figured he would write that kind of story. So he wrote the story of, like, I guess, black groups going to see it, and again they're in Tokyo, so it's going to be focused on Tokyo, so whatever. Where this is like, currently in Kansai.
It's okay,
we're gonna talk about Kansai stuff.
We're gonna have our moment one day, and everyone's gonna talk about Osaka, and they're gonna love Osaka.
I don't care anymore. Just watch Curly, I mean listen and watch to Curly and Kansai, get your stuff. Exactly. This is where we get our outlet since others don't want to. It's okay because Tokyo's Japan, right?
I mean, when I was in Portugal and I was like, yeah, I live in Japan, they're like, Tokyo? And I'm like, no.
Mm-mm. I mean, I'm always like this. I'm always rooting for the underdogs mm-hmm. because, like, I was born and raised in a smaller town in New York. So I'm not from the city. So I'm going to continue to be like this.
To the day you die. To the
day I die. Okay, let's end it on that note.
Oh my gosh.
To the day I die.
Death vows.
Nah, but I'm just glad that we were able to see the movie. It was good.
More black.
I hope that Japan action. Maybe gets a little bit more. We don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I hope we just get more, you know, high quality black action films from that one. Now that people can see, it does make money. Yeah. It's possible to make money because.
Because they need some money.
That's important.
They need some money. So, if you... What am I trying to say?
The closing.
Check the show notes for any of the links that we mentioned or talked about. Mm-hmm. And also to make sure to check our Facebook page, our Twitter, and our personal Twitter accounts.
Yeah.
And Instagram accounts.
Yeah.
And you can email us at curlyinkansai@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. If you are listening via Apple Podcasts or iTunes, whatever you want to call it, please rate us and write a nice review. This is to help us get more listeners, hopefully.
Yeah.
Because when you get reviews, you get pushed up more. Because that's the algorithm that iTunes does.
Hit that review button.
Review it. And we, like I said before, we are working on the website to get everything all in one place.
Yes.
When that comes out, I will remind y'all. So please like, share, and subscribe, and we will see you next time.
Yes.
Bye. We are curly.